The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
740, I finally got a chance to give Pat Brady his birthday gift. What did you give me? I forgot. Because guys generally have a no gift policy.
Right. Yeah, I got you something to do with your age because you're older than me. But I appreciate you got me a sound amplifier for my ears and something to clean out the earwax, which is what you need at 57.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
I mean, at your age, I think both of those are good. And I've seen you on TV, and those are as seen on TV gifts.
So that closes the deal, doesn't it?
Bridget Gaynor's here from the Cook County Board, Pat Brady from Next Generation Strategies, and the Republican leader, Jim Durkin, is here as well. And, Mr. Leader, you play your cards right. Pat may let you borrow his hearing aid.
Hearing aid, the only thing that's missing is his nose hair trimmer.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. Believe me, if I could have found one. Yeah. All right, we've reached that magical time of the year in Springfield where once again we beat the budget word to death. You came out the other day and said we're not playing around with any stopgap measure. Update us on where we are on that.
No, we're going to meet, we meeting the four leaders and the governor, we're going to meet at 9:30 today, and we're going to make a polite but very direct request to the speaker and the president to actually formulate a full year budget that's balanced. Which
what?
Is something which we haven't done. Yeah, exactly.
A full year?
I got a full year. How about that? Huh? I know. I got the nerve, right?
Yeah, this is crazy talk.
It's crazy. And this is even crazier, Steve. We're going to ask that the Democrats work with us to pass a resolution that will acknowledge what our revenue estimate will be for the upcoming year, which we're required to do by law, but Democrats haven't done that ever. Because when you work on a budget, you need to acknowledge and know exactly what you're working from, how much money you have. So that's why we have unbalanced budgets. That's why we have a backlog, billions of dollars of bill backlogs, because we don't ever acknowledge what our revenues that we expect to come in. We've got number crunchers in state government that do this all the time. They tell us what the revenue we expect to come in, we expect to see in on any given, every year. And we're required by law to say that, we will pass a revenue estimate, which means that, this is going to be the foundation for our budget. This is what we have to spend. But that's going to be my simple request this morning.
Leader Durkin, this week you also spoke up on some of the candidate J.B. Pritzker's ideas on income tax. What was that all about?
Well, nominee Pritzker stated within the last week or so that he wants to move Illinois from a flat tax to a graduated tax and have something that California and New Jersey have. But in the meantime, he said, before we get to that, we need to raise the flat rate on taxes even higher, and then we can deal with the Constitution and the different rates that we'll have for taxpayers later. So first thing out of the box is that the Democrat nominee for governor has talked about raising taxes even higher than what we have. So what I did is that I conferred with my colleagues in the House Republican Caucus, and we passed a resolution. Well, we didn't pass, we introduced a resolution objecting to a graduated tax. And I had 50 out of 51 members in the House Republican Caucus signed on to it. So there is a bill that is currently out there that the House Democrats have introduced, which would call for a change to the Constitution with new rates that are going to be paid by taxpayers. It is an absolute affront to small business men and women. It's an affront to the middle class and to all taxpayers in Illinois. So I hope the message got over to the Pritzker campaign that this isn't going to work.
Hey, Steve, Bridget's twirling her hair looking at the mic. I think she's ready to kill Durkin. Got Bridget Gaynor here, Jim. Watch it. Here it comes.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine, Commissioner. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Here's the thing.
You can sign on to our resolution anytime. So I'll be an exception for a non-member of the legislature, too.
Well, any of us could be Speaker of the House, so why not? Here's the thing that I think everybody would generally agree with. We're willing to invest in this state because we live here and we want to live here. We love it here. But we need some confidence in why we would give anybody in Springfield more money to mismanage.
I agree. I mean, if you make the investment, you expect a return.
Crazy.
But I know that's crazy. But that's why I can't support a tax increase, because there's no a commitment to reduce our deficit. There's no commitment to reform our pension systems. No acknowledgement of it. But we're going to hear today about, you know, doing something nuts, which is a balanced budget for not only, you know, for the full fiscal year. Now, the rumors in Springfield are that Democrats don't want to give the governor a full year budget. They feel confident they're going to win in November, so they don't want to saddle their new governor with a budget for the balance of the fiscal year. So they're talking about maybe a 6-month budget, or maybe not present a budget at all and say it's Republicans' fault because the Republicans are moving the goalposts. You know, the usual excuses. So they're coming up with their plan. We're going to meet this morning. We'll see what they have to say.
Hey, Jim, it's Bridget. So when I remember, 10 years ago, they looked at opening up the Illinois Constitution, and it was two reasons. One was the income tax, and the other one was pension reform. But you had to kind of break it open, and then once you broke it open, you could go in and do any number of things. And I remember at the time that both the Chamber of Commerce and the labor unions were both opposed to opening this up. And the idea was, we don't want to touch either one of those nuclear options. So in this iteration, are we going to open up the Constitution insofar as then you can start to look at a whole bunch of things? Because I think Steve's point is, how do we know we're not going to be back here in 5 years?
Or Groundhog two, Day.
Or 10, or whatever the number is. But do you have to open up the Constitution, in which case everything is up for discussion?
Well, you know, there's two issues. One is the our tax code. I wouldn't open it up for that, to allow for this graduated tax that the Mr. Pritzker loves. But the bigger issue that we still have not recognized or done anything with is our pension systems. And they are getting, the liability gets worse and worse. And we have I believe that there is a pathway to reform our pension systems without, that will be, you know, in compliance with the Constitution. But I think opening up the Constitution brings, I think, some unnecessary problems. And I think it's more in a blue state. To me, the taxpayer is the one who's going to lose if we do open up the Constitution.
And isn't that a longer process, too?
Is it a convention?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a convention. It's a whole thing. Isn't it ironic, Alanis Morissette, that people in the state live paycheck to paycheck because the state operates paycheck to paycheck? I mean, I don't know how many times it has to be restated. So thanks for standing up to the nonsense. Please keep it up.
You bet.
That's Jim Durbin, the Republican leader.